英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM 92.3正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的读英语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
好，各位朋友，大家周一下午好啊，欢迎赶紧登录到我们的现场直播间，和全国各地的小伙伴们一起来收听今天的读英语美文。今天我们是历史上第一次给大家带来三个非常惊艳的小故事。说它小，第一呢，篇幅非常的短小。
They're all short stories. Yeah, today we are going to read three short stories about three very intelligent little boys.
但是又说它小呢，是因为这三个故事啊，都是跟小朋友有关系。
Yeah, like although these boys are very, very small, they're very young, like 5 or 6, they teach us some lessons we as adults can really, really learn a lot from.
这个世界有时候就是挺有意思的，成年人有时候往往要向小朋友学习一些关于生活的道理。
Yeah, well, I always say that sometimes you just have to talk to a 4 or 5 year old to like put things into perspective again. Like, you know, we, like as you grow older, you have so many things to worry about. But then, if you talk to a kid,They sometimes only have to say one sentence that makes your day, and that makes you feel like look at things a lot more differently.
大家现在慢慢的都长成成年人了哈，有时候的世界里啊，生活里啊，会觉得有很多复杂的地方。但是有时候你只要跟小朋友一交流，他跟你说一句话 ，then it made your day. 你这一天基本上也就圆满了。
Yeah. The thing is, children are very objective. They just state things like as they.Perceive it, and they don't really worry so much about what other people think or what other people like say to them.
儿童的思维呢是比较简单直接的，就是因为这种简单直接呢，它透出了一种真诚和单纯。
Yeah.
有时候能够给成年人一种很大的启发。今天我们这三个短故事呢，分别是要探讨三种关系。第一个关系就是 me and the world, 自己和世界。
Yeah.
第二个关系就是 me and the others, 自己和他人。第三个关系呢，就是 me and my relatives,、
yeah.
自己和亲人的关系。其实这三个故事到最终呢，都是在说自己 me and myself 和自己的关系。
Yes, it's a story like what Jingjing just said about putting yourself in relation to other things. The first story we're going to read is about a little boy who says something very smart about how we can put ourselves in relation to the world.
这三个微短片呢，分别引发了三种关系的思考哈。简单为大家介绍一下，第一个故事呢是讲自己与世界啊。父亲呢让孩子拼世界地图 World Map 来打发时间，没想到孩子以极其有哲理的方式，非常聪明而快速的完成了。到底他是怎么完成的呢？其实不仅是他完成，而是他完成了这个方式，给了我们很大的启发。
Yeah, he teaches us that if you really want to heal the world.You have to know how to heal yourself first.
第二个故事关于自己和他人了啊，独自去餐厅用餐啊，买冰淇淋的小男孩呢，做出了一个非常暖心的举动。他提醒我们要永远感激那些服务过你的人。
Yeah, it is very important to remember to say thank you if someone has done something for you or said something to you that is very nice. And we often forget that.But this little boy teaches us, like, that it's not even that difficult and it can make someone's day.
第三个故事，自己和亲人了哈。小男孩呢，因为和姐姐一起呢，都患了一种同样的疾病，但是他呢，得以奇迹般的生存下来。但是为了治愈姐姐呢，就必须要他来献血了。他不知道自己献血的过程只是需要献一点点而已，他以为要把自己所有的血都要献给姐姐。
Yeah, he thinks he has to sacrifice himself to save his sister. But instead of objecting it, instead of saying, no, I don't want to do that, he is willing to do that for her.
在以为自己献了血就等于自己要献出生命的情况下，他还是毫不犹豫地点了点头。他只是单纯地觉得为了姐姐他可以牺牲他自己。 所以你看，这世界上的小朋友做出来的一些事情和他们说出来的一些话，真的是能够给成年人很多的启示。好，我们就一起来开始进入到今天第一个美文故事的聆听当中，关于拼图，拼世界地图。
World healing. Ever wanted to heal the world? Then try this. One lazy Sunday afternoon, a businessman was hard at work entertaining a business client at home. The businessman had a young son of about 6 years old called David, who kept disturbing the proceedings. David was bored. It was raining. Mom was out. His best friend had the flu. He hoped that Daddy and his friend might like to play a game or something.Either now, soon, or sometime later, like in 2 or 3 minutes. Each time David came into the room, his father gave him something from the table to make him go away and play with it. First, a pen, then a calculator, then a paperweight, and then a Financial Times. Finally, David was reprimanded. A little while later, David was back again, and this time...His father was prepared. On the table was a large full-color picture of the world carefully torn into 100 small pieces. He gave David a roll of sticky tape and asked him to play with the ripped-up picture of the world until he had stuck all the pieces back together again. That surely had to be the end of David's disturbing behavior, the father thought.Much to the father's astonishment, however, David returned after about 5 minutes with a picture of the world complete again. How did you manage to do that so quickly and so well? Asked his father. David replied, Oh, on the back of the picture of the world, I had already drawn a big picture of myself. And when I put myself together, the world came together.World healing.
你看，连朗读的 Nick 老师最后听完这个故事以后，都由衷的发出了一声感叹。这第一个故事啊，大家一会儿要一定注意听，是所有三个故事当中最有哲理的、最惊艳的，但是呢，又是非常普通的。所谓的由小见大，完全可以从这种故事当中体现出来。来，我们开始读文章。
Ever wanted to heal the world?Then try this.
说的就是说给那些整天想着啊，或者曾经想过啊要拯救世界的人。Ever wanted to, 有没有曾经想过要 heal the world?
Yeah, to heal, that means to repair damage to land, air and water that is caused by humans. Like, it's a very active topic right now, like, how to prevent pollution, for example, how to save the rainforests. That is all to heal the world.
大家一定都知道 Michael Jackson 有一首非常著名的歌曲、yeah. 就是 Heal the world,
make it a better place
for you and for me.
I don't know anymore.
这个 heal 的意思原本就是修复、疗愈、
yeah.
啊、对什么什么破坏、损坏呢进行修复。那么你有没有过曾经想要修复世界或疗愈世界的想法呢？如果有的话，你可以试一试下面的方法。
One lazy Sunday afternoon,A businessman was hard at work entertaining a business client at home.
好，故事的情景出现了，在一个懒懒的周日的下午 ,lazy Sunday afternoon. 主人公呢是一个 businessman, 一位商人。他正在干什么?
He was entertaining a business client at home.
Entertaining, 招待嘛。Business client 就是客户了。
Yeah, it's like someone he intended to do business with, to make a deal with.
哎，就是正在家里呢，招待着客户。Hard at work, 这个短语特别好。正在努力工作，正忙于什么事情。
Yeah, like he was hard at work entertaining him. That means that he really wanted to make a good deal with this client. So he was pleasing him. He was receiving him with like some drinks, some nice food at his home to like entertain him and make him like him.
哎，来，我们各位学商务英语的同学哈，这个短语要记下来咯。Hard at work entertaining a business client at home.
The businessman had a young son of about 6 years old called David.
简单的句子，这位商人呢有一个六岁左右的小孩啊，小男孩，他的儿子叫做 David。
Who kept disturbing the proceedings?
他一直在不停的 disturbing, 打扰干扰着这个
proceedings.
Proceedings, 它的原意呢是过程，所以我们可以理解为就是爸爸谈生意的这个过程。
Yeah, proceedings are the actions taken by someone to make a deal. So, like, dad was entertaining his guest in order to make a deal eventually.
小朋友嘛，哪知道这些场合该不该出现啊、
yeah.
什么的。
Like, the kid obviously doesn't know what his dad is doing. He just thinks his dad has a friend over.
小朋友精力旺盛啊，就是想要玩，是不是？而且他感觉到无聊。David was bored.
It was raining.
外边还下着雨，又不能出去。
Mom was out.
妈妈也不在家。
His best friend had the flu.
他最好的朋友还得了流感 ,flu, F-L-U.
He hoped that daddy and his friend might like to play a game or something, either now, soon, or sometime later.
他希望他的爸爸呢和爸爸的朋友呢也许能够时不时的 play a game or something, 跟他做做游戏呀，陪他玩一点什么呀， either now, 要么现在，要么过会儿 soon, or sometime later, 比如说两三分钟以后。
Like in 2 or 3 minutes, like children are very impatient, right? Especially if they want to play and if they're bored, they just want to play right now. They cannot wait. So in 2 or 3 minutes,That is the max.
我们听友里面也有很多年轻的父母啊，都知道跟这个几岁的孩子啊，五六岁的孩子一块玩的时候是需要很多的精力的，要 play with them。他们的那个活动性啊，他们这个兴趣啊，实在是精力实在是太旺盛了啊，希望爸爸能够陪他玩会儿啊。
Each time David came into the room,His father gave him something from the table to make him go away and play with it.
你看爸爸对他呀特别不耐烦。
Yeah.
你别耽误我谈生意是吧，我随便拿点东西打发你玩去。
Yeah, don't interrupt me. Here's something you can play with. Go away.
Each time, 每一次他去找爸爸的时候， David came into the room. His father gave him something from the table. 爸爸直接从桌子上就拿点东西。就给他，让他干嘛 ？Go away.
Yeah, to make him go away, to cause that he would go away and play with it.
意思就是说，你给我一边待着去啊，自己拿着东西玩去。
First a pen.
首先给了他一支钢笔。
Then a calculator.
Calculator 是什么？计算器。
Then a paperweight.
这个又是什么 ？Paperweight.
Well.Paper that flies away pretty quickly if there's some wind, right? But if you put a paper weight on paper, then it won't go away because it's a small heavy object you put on top of it, so it won't fly away.
压纸器就是那种很重的、很沉的一个物体放在纸上，这样呢就可以让纸不会飞走啊、飘走什么的。压纸器，这好玩吗
？Yeah, like.I don't know actually how to play with a paperweight, but I guess that little boys can play with anything.
哎，看来也不好玩。最后竟然给了他一份儿。
Then a Financial Times.
好，同学们要知道，这个报纸的名字叫做《金融时报》（Financial Times）。
Yeah, a Financial Times is an English language newspaper. I believe you can get them in the airplane if you travel from China to another country. Like it's an international daily newspaper, and it usually has a lot of news about business and economic affairs.
小朋友是肯定看不懂这个什么金融时报的啊。
Yeah. I mean, with a paper, you can make a hat and a boat and stuff. So, like, I guess he played with that way.
算了算了。好，最后呢
?Finally, David was reprimanded.
Reprimanded. 同学们听好了，肯定这个词你以前都没见过。Reprimanded, 先掌握读音。
Well, if you are being reprimanded, someone tells you in a very serious and angry way that you have done something wrong.
如果你做错事情，家长就会斥责你， 斥责、训诫就是 reprimand。 这个时候呢，小朋友被爸爸狠狠地斥责了。
A little while later, David was back again.
但是只过了一小会儿，他又回来了。
And this time, his father was prepared.
就像是跟爸爸的一场这个互相这个猫捉老鼠的游戏一样哈。
I mean, all little kids are a little bit like that. You say, be quiet, and then they're all quiet for like 1 second, and then everyone starts talking again.
就脸皮厚哈，斥责了以后又回来了，回来以后这次爸爸做好了充分的准备。
On the table was a large full-color picture of the world. Kid.Carefully torn into 100 small pieces.
好，在桌上我们来看一下放了一个什么？放了一个巨大的 full color, 全彩色的 picture of the world, 世界地图。
Carefully torn into 100 small pieces.
你看是怎么样的？小心翼翼的被 torn into, 撕碎成了100多个小块块。
Yeah, if something is torn, it's pulled apart. It's totally ripped in pieces.
爸爸也是操碎了心、
yeah.
啊、就赶紧得把它打发走啊，就撕成了这个小片片。意思就是说你给我拼啊，你给我拼拼完整了，至少得花你一个下午的时间。
He gave David a roll of sticky tape and asked him to play with the ripped up picture of the world until...He had stuck all the pieces back together again.
嗯，是个长句子。首先呢，他就给了孩子一个 a roll of, 记住，这是一卷的意思。Sticky tape 就是什么呢？胶带。
Yeah, sticky tape is that long, thin, clear, see-through sticky plastic that is like tied on a roll.
我们常用的那种透明的胶带、
yeah.
啊、就叫做 sticky tape。 注意学这种小词儿啊，生活当中都经常用的。然后呢，就让他来 play with the
ripped up picture of the world.
Ripped up 这里呢是形容词。
Yeah, if something is ripped up, it's entirely like ripped into pieces. It's like pulled apart.
就是撕碎的。那学习哦， ripped up 撕碎的，就让他跟这些撕碎的世界地图把他们怎么样呢？
Until he had stuck all the pieces back together again.
好， stuck 就是粘和贴的意思。
Yeah, if you stick something that is the present tense of stuck, then you fix something to another thing, like especially using like glue or sticky tape.Like, to stick all the pieces back together again, that means to put all the pieces together again to, like, to make them one.
这个短语要这么看， stuck back together. Stuck 什么东西 back together 呢？ Stuck all the pieces back together. 把所有这种撕碎的世界地图呢，重新给它拼起来。
That surely had to be the end of David's disturbing behavior.The father thought.
爸爸这个时候暗自心想说啊，这肯定就是什么 the end of 啊，就是 David 的这种 disturbing behavior 啊，这种捣乱行为的终结了啊，他就肯定再也不会来给我捣乱了。
Much to his father's astonishment, however.
哎呀， much to one's astonishment 是什么意思啊？大家看看这个表达是不是非常的地道？
Yeah, if something happens to the astonishment of someone, this thing is extremely surprising to someone. Like, that person really doesn't expect that thing to happen.
我们知道 astonishment 本来就是一种惊讶了，对不对？
Yeah, it's very great surprise. It's like...We all know surprise, like the feeling of surprise, but the feeling of astonishment is even bigger, even more extreme than surprise alone.
所以 much to one's astonishment, 我们就可以理解为是令某人大为吃惊。
Yeah.
令父亲大为吃惊的是就在五分钟以后。
David returned after about 5 minutes.
David 就拿着拼好的世界地图回来了。
With the picture of the world complete again.
好， with something complete, 伴随状态。这样的东西呢 已经是一个 complete 的状态了。
Yeah, something that is complete includes all the parts it has to include. It has to be.
五分钟就拼完世界地图，这怎么着也是个神童啊。
哇、wow.
我们看过那些玩魔方的人，好，现在最高的世界纪录好像是四秒多钟吧。就可以拼完一个魔方啊，这些都不是一般儿童。
How did you manage to do that so quickly and so well?
爸爸
asked his father.
爸爸真是拿这个小孩没有办法了。
Yeah, he thought like, okay, David never is going to be able to put it all back together again, so he will leave me alone. But I guess not.
结果只快活了五分钟。
Yeah.
然后孩子就把这个作业就完成了。How did you manage to do that? Manage to do something, 就是努力完成什么事情。
Yeah. To manage to do something, that means to succeed in doing something, especially something difficult that really requires an effort.
好，你是怎么做到的呢？爸爸就问道说。好，小朋友回答。
David replied, Oh, on the back of the picture of the world,I had already drawn a big picture of myself.
好，关键就在这里，听好了。在这个世界地图的背面，我已经 drawn, 就是 draw 的过去分词形式。draw 是画画。画了一张 a big picture of myself, 画了一张我自己的自画像。
And when I put myself together,The world came together also.
我只不过把我自己的自画像给怎么样 put together, 拼了起来，这样世界地图也就一起拼好了。
Yeah. So like he teaches us that a very important lesson that if we want to really work to heal the world, we should know ourselves. We should know how to healOur problems first to be like responsible enough to take care of the world.
你看看这个小孩子多么的聪明，其实他自己是不知道这个道理的啊，他不知道这一切，但是他只是做了一个非常有哲理的行动，就是说，如果你想要拯救世界，首先你得拯救好你自己。Pull together, 也就是说把自己从那种碎片化的状态拼凑的完整，使自己完整。
Yeah, like there's an expression also like put yourself together again. Like that means like, okay, just solve your problems, please. Like it's going on too long. Put yourself together again.
如果你自己都是千疮百孔，有一堆问题，你怎么去拯救世界呢？中国的古人就说过了，是吧？欲治其国者先治其家啊，欲齐其家者先修其身，欲修其身者先正其心，欲正其心者先诚其意。这就是我们所说的修身齐家治国平天下。人对了，自己弄好了，世界才不会错。
Definitely.
是不是非常有哲理？朱毅老师给我们总结的就是And us that if you really want to heal the world, you should know how to heal yourself first.
Yeah, like, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Of course, this little boy didn't really mean that when he was doing this, but unconsciously, he teaches us this very important lesson because, like, if you are struggling yourself with a lot of, I don't know, problems, maybe with yourself, your self-confidence, or maybe you just don't like your life so much,How can you pay attention to do constructive work to heal the world? Like, you need a stable base.
对。
And if you have problems in that base, you cannot help anything or anyone.
No.如果一个人自己都有一大堆问题没有解决啊，跟这个世界的关系都还没有捋顺的话，那他怎么样去像对别人做一些建设性的、有注意的工作呢？怎么去帮助别人进行成长呢？
Of course, we don't all have to become first perfect without any problems and flawless to heal the world. No, of course not. It's really about like severe problems in your base, like that you have a certain self-confidence, that you have developed yourself in a way that you want to, and then you can settle down and look at how you can heal the world with a calm mind.
对，就是这个意思，大家都听明白了啊，想要拯救世界，非得把自己先拯救好不可啊，千万不能逾越这个步骤啊，否则的话就会出错。来，我们继续到第二个故事，关于小费啊 tips。
Always remember to reward those who serve. In the days when an ice cream sundae costs much less, a 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and sat down at the table.A waitress put a glass in front of him. How much is an ice cream sundae? 50 cents, replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and studied the number of coins in it. 1, 2, 3. How much is a dish of plain ice cream? He inquired. Some people were now waiting for a table and the waitress was a bit impatient. 35 cents, she said.Brusquely, the little boy again counted the coins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll have the plain ice cream, he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished up the ice cream, paid the cashier, and departed. When the waitress came back, she began wiping the table, and suddenly she had to swallow hard because of what she saw. There...Placed neatly beside the empty dish were 2 nickels and 5 pennies. Her tip.
第二个故事呢，让我们成年人觉得有些汗颜啊，不觉得怎么小朋友这个思想境界可以这么高呢？
Yeah.
就是因为他们纯真，他们没有算计那么多。
Yeah, they don't really think about things too much, it seems. What is very beneficial sometimes, very like...That makes them very friendly, very, like, good to be around with.
Always remember to reward those who serve. 永远要记得去 reward, 奖赏，给谁奖励，或者是打赏都行。给谁呢？ Those who serve, 那些为你曾经提供过服务的人。
In the days when an ice cream sundae cost much less...A 10-year-old boy entered a hotel coffee shop and sat down at a table.
在那样的一些日子里 ,in the days, 也就是曾经吧。曾经当 ice cream
sundae,
sundae 就是冰激凌圣代。
Yeah, an ice cream sundae is ice cream, but then with a little extra, like served with a very nice sweet sauce, usually chocolate, and then some nuts and some fruits and some decoration on it. It's like a special treat.
听到这里都有点流口水了、啊、冰淇淋圣代大家不知道我们直播间可热了可想吃冰淇淋了
It's my favorite for sure I used to work in an ice cream shop and I had to make those like it was great work
是吗你自己还亲自做过
Yeah it was a lot of fun to do because the boss let me decorate the ice cream sundaes by myself so it was a very creative job
那会儿那个时候呢冰淇淋圣代还挺便宜的啊，有一个10岁的小男孩 就走进了一个Hotel coffee shop, 一家旅馆的咖啡厅吧。
Yeah, a lot of hotels nowadays too have like, cafes on the ground floor, so guests can have a cup of coffee there before they go.、
And sit down at the table, 就坐在那一张桌子旁边。
A waitress put a glass of water in front of him.
一位女服务员、put a glass of water in front of him, 就走过来在他面前呢放了一杯水。
How much is an ice cream sundae?
小朋友问说，冰激凌圣代是多少钱一只呢？
50 cents.
50美分。
Replied the waitress.
服务员回答说。
The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and studied the number of coins in it.
好，我们来看这样的一组动词。首先，掏出手。Pull his hand out of his pocket.Out of 就是出来 ,pull 就是拉。
Yeah, so he first put his hand in his pocket and then pulled it out again.
对首先你得从衣袋里掏手对不对先把手掏出来。然后 studied, 你看这个 study 用得非常好仔细的在研究、
yeah.
仔细的数的意思。
Yeah, he was looking very carefully at his hand, like the amount of coins in it.
小朋友身上肯定没有多少钱都是带些硬币对不对所以他仔细地数着手里的硬币啊，一个两个三个四个看自己能不能买得起
How much is a dish of plain ice cream?
这个时候他又问了一个问题他说 如果是原味冰淇淋的话 plain ice cream.
Yeah, so ice cream, just ice cream, nothing else. Like no fruit, no decoration, just two scoops of ice cream.
就是简单的冰淇淋了，没有那些圣代那样漂漂亮亮的装扮和口味了。就是那种普通的冰淇淋，又多少钱一支呢？
He inquired.
Inquire 就是询问、探寻、想知道。
Some people were now waiting for a table, and the waitress was a bit impatient.
好，大家注意这个事情发生的场景就是，小朋友一个人坐着一张桌子，这个时候还有别的客人。Some people were now waiting for a table. 也有人在等桌了。
Yeah. And they were a bit impatient because like they see a little boy sitting over there and they think, yeah, that boy is never going to like really order like something that is very important and we are like adults so we should get a table and quicklier than him.
对，你看成年人就觉得说，哎，你一个小孩在这儿是吧，还占着一张桌子，啊，你又不可能点什么大餐，你们这店里也做不了什么大生意，不过就是吃个冰淇淋而已，赶紧打发他走得了是吧。然后这个 waitress 服务员就开始变得很不耐烦 was a bit impatient 就有点不耐烦了啊，语气就变了，他就说
35 cents
25美分 35 美分
she said brusquely
好，就这个副词他是什么样的口吻说的呢 brusquely
well something that is done brusquely is done in an unfriendly or hasty way like something like okay 35 centsJust like that.
匆忙而不耐烦的。
Yeah, like not very friendly. Just to be rid of it.
好，听到这个话，小朋友又开始数他的硬币。
The little boy again counted the coins.
数啊数啊，一二三四五。
I'll have the plain ice cream, he said.
这样吧，我就买一份原味的冰激凌好了。
The waitress brought the ice cream.
然后服务员就送来了冰激凌，注意哦，这个动词的方向 brought 是带过来啊，就带过来了冰激凌了。
Put the bill on the table and walked away.
Put the bill on the table, 直接啪把账单放在桌上，然后就走开了 walked away.
The boy finished the ice cream, paid the cashier and departed.
小朋友啊，吃完冰激凌高高兴兴的。Paid the cashier 是什么意思
Well, that is the person where you have to pay the bill to. Like, sometimes when you're in a cafe or somewhere else, in a cinema or something, then you don't necessarily have to pay the waiter or waitress. You have to pay at the cashier. Like, that is like near the door, there's like a reception thing.
Cashier 就是款台、啊。
Yeah, that's where you can pay your money.
哎，他叫款台就去付了账，然后就 departed. 你看这些词用的多么形象 ,depart, 就像那个飞机离港一样，就是离开。所以所谓的离开有很多种的方式，什么 leave, walk away, 今天又学了一个 departed.
Yeah, departed. It's a bit,like a formal way of saying to leave and usually you see the word departed or departure at the airport.
啊，作者的文笔呢就把这个小朋友写得像一个小 little gentleman 一样。
Yeah.
小绅士一样。啊，你看他吃完了款台去付了账然后就离开了。
When the waitress came back,
服务员回来擦桌子的时候
she began wiping the table.
啊 ,wiping the table, 擦桌子。
And suddenly,
突然间
She had to swallow hard because of what she saw.
这个短语特别好叫 swallow hard, 费劲地吞下去 because of what he saw. 因为他见到了这一切他要费力地消化意思就是他惊呆了。
Yeah, if you swallow, then you basically make food or drink go from your mouth down your throat, likeThat is basically swallow. But you can also swallow if you see something that you cannot believe, like something very surprising and also a bit like makes you confused.
他看到了什么呢?
There, placed neatly beside the empty dish.
好 there, placed, 你看这个句子 placed 是放置着啊，那个地方放置着 neatly 是整整齐齐的
Yeah, very tidy, very not messy. That is neatly.
不是那个随随便便的乱搁着，是非常整齐的摆在那个地方，摆在一个空盘子的旁边。
Were two nickels and five pennies.
Two nickels 是多少？
A nickel, that is a coin in the United States, that is worth 5 cents. So two nickels is 10 cents.
一个 nickel 是五美分。两个 nickel 是十美分，那么 five pennies 就是 pennies、well, 就是一美分。
Yeah, it's worth 1 cent.
那就是说
her tip
啊，她留下了两个五美分的硬币和五枚一美分的硬币。
Yeah, her tip
也就是十五美分，对不对
？Yeah,
她就留下了十五美分。这个东西是留给服务员的，是她的小费。
Yeah, a tip is like that small amount of money you give to a waiter or waitress when they have done something for you, when they provided you with service. Like, you can also give a tip to taxi driver or to, like, just someone who helps you out. Like, a tip. It is not really standard in China to give a tip, I notice, in restaurants or something. But this story teaches us not really that you should give every waitress a tip or something. No.
所以大家看这个小朋友啊，真的，你说他啊，从小就是个绅士，就是个 gentleman,
yeah,
对不对？
Yeah. It is
非常有素质。
It is like just important to say thank you at least to someone who provides you with service. Like, let it be a waitress, let it be a teacher, let it be your parents. It is very important to express your gratitude. Like, it happens not too often, but like, in my opinion then, like, people are always like, just taking things for granted a lot.
Mm.
But like, it's, yeah, it can really improve someone's day drastically if you say thank you for what they do for you.
你说他遵守规则，也可以说他是从小就骨子里有那种绅士的素养。他什么是绅士？你有礼貌，你尊重别人。
Yeah.
你尊重那些给你提供服务的人，他本来可以五十美分买一个圣代没有问题，他想到了他在这里应该提供一份小费，所以他就吃了一个原味冰淇淋，把剩下的十五美分做成了他的小费。
Yeah, and this little boy was really, really super sweet because, like, he had enough money to buy the ice cream sundae. Like, he had exactly enough money, but he refused to buy the ice cream sundae because he was like, yeah, no.I gotta thank her. I gotta say thank you to the waitress. So I will have the plain ice cream.
这就是教育啊，这从小的教育，这就是起跑线上的教育。
Yeah.
这个孩子长大了以后，肯定也就是一个绅士，凡事也可以为别人着想，他也会去尊重他人。
Yeah. And also, like, it is proven that people who are more grateful to other people who help them out are more happier in life.
一个冰淇淋对小朋友来讲是很大的诱惑的，你知道。
Yeah, yeah, ice cream is very, like, hot commodity, like, you don't mess with that.
这个对于成年人来讲，它也是一种，就相当于对成年人来讲一个很大的诱惑，是一样的。Mm-hmm. 所以一个小朋友，你看他能够做到这样，你看很普通，他很自然，他觉得很自然。
Yeah.
但是人家的教育就赢了，是不是？这是我们真正需要去教育的地方。
Definitely, it's very important to educate others or educate yourself to do this kind of behavior.
而不是让小朋友从小就要学会什么好东西拿过来给自己占着。
Yeah, like,
不能让别人那个占了便宜。
Yeah, just like not, it's important that kids learn that, yeah, that other people have to work for the things they get. So, like, they learn how to appreciate other people.
对，而且人家这个小费给的是尊重对方的劳动，而不是说啊，我有钱给你一个什么什么小费之类的，不是施舍。
Definitely.
啊，是尊重。好，这是第二个故事。第三个故事，哎，也是超级暖心。
Giving blood. Many years ago, when I worked as a volunteer at Stanford Hospital, I got to know a little girl named Liz, who was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery appeared to be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who had miraculously survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies needed to combat the illness. The doctor explained the situation to her little brother and asked the boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. I saw him hesitate for only a moment before taking a deep breath. Yes, I'll do it if it will save Liz. As the transfusion progressed, he laid in bed next to his sister and smiled, as we all did, seeing the color returning to her cheeks. Then his face grew pale and his smile faded. He looked up at the doctor and asked with a trembling voice, "Will I start to die right away?" Being young, the boy had misunderstood the doctor. He thought he was going to have to give his sister all of his blood to save her, and he was willing to do that, giving blood.
哎呀，这第三个小朋友真的是太可爱了。
Yeah,
太可爱了。
This story is so cute, like,
特别治愈这个故事。献血 ,giving blood, 啊，给自己的亲姐姐献血。
Many years ago, when I worked as a volunteer at Stanford Hospital,
多年以前我呢曾经在 Stanford Hospital, 斯坦福医院呢做 volunteer, 志愿者的时候。
I got to know a little girl named Liz.
I got to know, 就是我认识了一个啊，认识了一个小女孩叫做 Liz,
who was suffering from a rare and serious disease.
我们学过多次了 ,suffer from 后面接某种病的名字就理解为是得了什么病。Rare, 罕见的 ,serious, 严重的哎呀，罕见又严重的疾病，一种怪病。
Her only chance of recovery appeared to be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother.
也不是说没有康复的机会，唯一的一个 recovery, only chance of recovery,
yeah.
appear to be, 似乎呢，看上去呢，就是一个
blood transfusion.
好，这就是叫什么？transfusion 是转移。
Yeah, like a blood transfusion is a medical treatment in which blood from one person is put into someone else's body because that person has lost a lot of blood or just has not good blood anymore.
哎，其实 blood transfusion 的意思就是血液从一个人的身体里转移到另外一个人的身体里。
Yeah. So the only way his sister could recoverwas him to give his blood to her.
也就是跟我们现在所说的什么捐献骨髓啊，捐献血啊，是一个道理，是吧？所以就是，我们就理解为是献血就好了。他唯一的康复的机会呢，就是他五岁的弟弟给他献血。
Who had miraculously survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies needed to combat the illness.
这个 miraculously, 大家听这个读音挺夸张的哈，它的意思也很夸张，就是奇迹般的。
Yeah, something that happens miraculously is something very positive that happens very unexpectedly.
我们知道 miracle 是奇迹。
Yeah. He survived the same disease and had developed the antibodies.
他这弟弟呢是奇迹般的，哎，也就康复了 ,survive, 活过来了 ,survive the same disease, 同样的疾病奇迹般的康复了，同时还形成了抗体 ,had developed, 我们来看 ,develop the antibodies, antibodies 就是抗体。
Yeah, it's like a substance that your body makes when you are ill and like that your body remembers how to combat the illness in the future.
Needed, 是什么呀？是需要的这种抗体 to combat the illness, 来对抗这种疾病所需要的抗体。看来他弟弟也是挺强的。
Yeah, her little brother was apparently pretty strong.
小可爱是既强壮又可爱。
The doctor explained the situation to her little brother.
医生呢就向他的弟弟说明了这个情况。
And asked the boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister.
然后就问小朋友说，哎，你愿不愿意把你的血献给你的姐姐啊？ Willing to do something. 愿意，意愿。To give his blood to his sister.
I saw him hesitate for only a moment.
我看见他只犹豫了 很短的一会儿，几乎是片刻 ,hesitate, 犹豫 ,for a moment, 片刻
,before taking a deep breath and saying, yes, I'll do it if it will save Liz.
Before, 在我们所有的这个关系从句当中呢，都会理解为然后而不是之前啊，这就是英文语序表达的一个问题。Before 我们理解为然后，然后呢他 take a deep breath, 啊，就深吸了一口气，好像做出了一个重大的人生决定。
Yeah, yeah, if you make a large decision or if you want to say something important, usually before that you take a deep breath.
然后他说 ,Yes, I'll do it if it will save Liz. 我愿意，如果能够救 Liz 的话，我愿意。
As the transfusion progressed,
好，就开始输血了啊 ,transfusion, 输血。As transfusion progressed, 过程进行当中。
He lay in bed next to his sister and smiled.
他，你看，我们可以想象一下这个场景是多么的暖心。他肯定和他姐姐是躺在一起的，是不是 ？He laid in bed, 躺在病床上 ，next to his sister, 和姐姐躺在一起 ，and smiled, 还微笑着。
As we all did,
就像我们大家一样啊，都微笑着。
Seeing the color returning to her cheeks.
哇，就看着姐姐的这个脸面颊啊，重新的就变得哎，充满了血色，变得红润了起来。Seeing the color returning to her cheeks. 啊，这个表达好形象。
Yeah, when someone is super, super sick, they usually are very pale. They don't have any color anymore in their face. So if someone is getting better,Then the color reappears on their face.
对，得病的人的面色都苍白的，慢慢的有了血色以后呢，就说明你身体又开始恢复了健康。
But then his face grew pale and his smile faded.
可是接下来小男孩的脸呢，却变得有些苍白 ,pale, 苍白的，笑容也消失了。And his smile faded. Faded 是逐渐的褪色，逐渐的消失。
Yeah, his smile slowly disappeared. He looked up at the doctor and asked with a trembling voice, Will I start to die right away?
他抬头起来看着医生和大夫，然后用一种 trembling voice, 颤抖的声音啊，就问到说，我马上就要死了吗？Will I start to die right away?
Yeah. Being young, the boy had misunderstood the doctor.
Being young 的意思呢，是因为年轻，因为他年纪太小了。小男孩啊 ,misunderstood the doctor. 他是误解了医生的意思，他还不懂什么叫做输血。
Yeah, he didn't understand what blood transfusion meant. He thought...He was going to have to give his sister all of his blood to save her.
他以为 他以为他必须要把自己全部的血都献给他的姐姐呢，以为是姐姐活了他就死了。 To give his sister all of his blood to save her.
And he was willing to do that.
正是因为他这样想的，所以他才愿意去献血。
Yeah.He was like, yeah, she's going to die otherwise. So sure, I will die. Because I don't want her to die. Like, if that's the only way, then I will die for her.
他愿意为了自己的姐姐呢，献出自己的生命。啊，只犹豫了片刻时间而已。啊，根本没有说思前想后。我们看到社会上有这样的一些新闻，你比如说啊，谁谁谁愿意给一个病人捐献骨髓了。
Yeah.
但是真正到这个上病床的那一天又反悔了。
Yeah, it's a very beautiful and inspiring story, I think, about love and devotion. Like, the little boy is very, like, devoted to his younger sister. Like, he realizes, like, at this early age, that he just really loves his younger sister and that he doesn't want her to die.
这个小朋友身上展现出的是什么呢？展现出的就是人性本真的，我们每个人生来就具有的那种善 ,love and devotion, 那种愿意为了他人而牺牲自己的那种善。
Yeah, and it's what makes life beautiful after all, love and devotion. Like, I hope, especially with your family members, that you feel this special connection and that you would do anything in your power to help them, to save them if they need.
今天我们这三个故事哈，大家来告诉我们哈，你最喜欢哪一个，或者是说你三个都喜欢。
Yeah.
我三个都很喜欢。
Which one do you like most? I think I doubt between the last one and the first one actually, because the first one is very very real in a way, because like I, as a teacher, like I often interact with small children and they sometimes can say such wise things without even noticing that. Like they can reallyremind me what is important in life. So yeah, this story really is applicable to your own life, I think.
所以人家越长大越喜欢和小孩子待在一起、啊
yeah.
就是因为他们能够提醒你重新发掘你自己内心当中的那些纯真的一面。来，我们总结一下三个微短篇和三种关系的思考。第一个，自己和世界。自己和世界这个非常有哲理的方式，重温一下啊。If you really want to heal the world, you should know how to heal yourself first.
Yeah.
先得把自己捋顺了，才能去捋顺这个世界。
Yeah, so first make sure you have like everything what is needed to heal the world. That means a strong, confident base. If that is missing...work for it and try to achieve that. It is beautiful to heal the world as well.、
嗯、
it gives you a good feeling.
所以一个没有能力修复自己的人是没有能力去修复世界的。
Yeah.
好，这是第一个故事。自己与他人第二个故事，永远要记得
Always remember to say at least a thank you to someone who has helped you or has provided you a service. Yeah.
人要知道感恩，同时呢还要有一些绅士的风度。有一些素质。
People who help you, like let it be in a coffee store or let it be in just a supermarket, they do their best, hopefully. And they just work to give you a service. So at least say thank you. It can really make someone's day a lot better to hear thank you for what they're doing.
自己和亲人为了姐姐可以牺牲自己，这个境界就非常的崇高了啊，非常的崇高了。A beautiful and inspiring story about love and devotion, 关于爱与奉献。这三个故事呢，核心最后都是落脚于自己和自己的关系。你愿意去成为一个什么样的人？只有你成为一个好人，这个世界才会变好。
Yeah, these stories definitely make you think about how to put yourself in regard to other people, in relation to other people.
哎，好，三个小故事，大家闲暇下来的时候呢，可以去复述它，可以去背诵它，既可以作为自己语言学习的材料，同时呢，也可以讲给身旁的人听，或者是爸爸妈妈也可以把这些故事讲给自己的孩子们听，对他们来讲也是一种洗涤啊，是一种教育啊。当然，我们也经受了一个小时的心灵的洗涤了，
yeah.
是不是感觉很正能量啊
？Yeah, pass it on, pass it forward.
对，把这样的一种启发啊传递下去，好不好？嗯，谢谢朱莉老师带来的精彩故事，谢谢大家的收听，我们下次见
，See you next week. Was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.